Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Death's Door for Oz Musical Month. Today, let's watch Repo, the Genetic Opera. I'm your host, the Dead Man. Joining me today, we have Bobby-Wan.
Kinda glad Steven isn't here for this.
Yep. And Ninja Kitty.
Why isn't he here for this?
Stuff.
Stuff? Sounds great.
I don't know, but he hates this movie.
And... yeah.
Why?
I have no idea. He thinks something about... he's probably one of those, like, highfalutin, like, film students who's... won't give the time of day to anything that's, like, not horribly... won't give that. My brain farted on my own insult to him.
Yeah, well, I know plenty of highfalutin film students who like this movie. But anyways, it's his choice and he's not here, but whatever.
I'm looking forward to the faceness. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, I do. So, yeah, we have this movie paused at 33 seconds. The Twisted Pictures logo just did its thing, disappeared. The screen should be black right now. And then once we start up, you should see some white text. Okay, so, as always, we're watching some DLC. So, you guys ready?
Hang on. Ready.
Okay, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Lionsgate!
Light release.
Twisted Pictures presents...
A Burr Cools production. A film by Darren Lynn Bozeman.
I think he was... The Not Too Distant Future.
Okay, I have Spanish subtitles for some reason.
Also known as Next Week Detroit. An epidemic of organ failures. Wait, organ failure leads to blood flying out of you?
If you hemorrhage in certain areas and they try and fix you up, yeah.
Chaos, woo! Fuck yeah, chaos. That doesn't look like chaos, it looks like death. Out of tragedy comes money!
Okay, this is embedded subtitles. I cannot get rid of these Spanish subtitles.
Good for you.
Pero no puede pagar esta operación.
This would not happen. This wouldn't happen if this was Canada. Like, we all have health insurance. So, you know, organ failure hurts Canada. Everyone is good.
Well, there's still waiting lists.
Waiting lists, but like, it's not so much money. You know, like, this isn't like, oh no, I only have like 5 months to live, but I have to wait 6 months to get in, like, a heart, new heart or stuff. This is, oh, we have hearts right here. It's like, oh, but I can't afford that. Zydrate!
Well, it's kind of hinted at that they make their own organs.
Huh. Did you know Zydrate came in a little glass vial?
I did.
A little glass vial?
Yes, in a little glass vial. Ruddy Largo. Totally not an evil guy name.
Just reminds me of, like, a fat guy on a rotisserie.
There's so many great posters in this movie. I want pretty much every poster that's shown in this movie.
I freaking love Pavi.
Yeah. Because there's more... This looks like there's more than one Repo Man.
Yeah.
And yet, in the movie, we only ever see or focus on one.
Because there is only one.
Yeah, and wait. So they just have, like, speakers everywhere that just scream, Repo Man!
Exactly.
Like, oh, wait, fuck, this is the wrong heart. Sorry, lady. Hey, it's that guy. I'm pretty sure he was, like... I think he's, like, the main... was, like, the guy from the original, like, rock opera play that they did. That would really suck, just, like... Hanging out at home, eating dinner with a family. Just, someone knocks the door. You open it up, and all of a sudden, the guy just stabs you and rips out your organs. Like, couldn't make his payments.
The Spanish subtitles actually say Repo Hombre.
Repo Hombre. He's coming for you, S.A. I love his voice.
I know, eh?
Yeah. He should start doing voiceovers.
El Hombre Repo.
Really stop reading that, because I'll probably end up making a really racist joke at some point and we'll get sued. I know her from something.
You know, slitting her throat is not part of removing the organ.
Yeah, but she's gonna try to run away. She's gonna, like, flip around and stuff. It's all to protect the integrity of the organ.
Why don't they just take the whole body and use all those organs?
Because they don't own all those organs.
But why don't they make the contract being like, if you don't pay your debts, they take back the organ and you sign over the rest of your organs? It makes sense.
Yeah, but all their organs are failing. You know, like, they don't want to run the risk of, like, getting an infected organ and putting it out into the public. Okay, how long has this been going on? Like, seriously. Unless this city already had, like, a few mile wide and long graveyard.
Well, as far as I know, he just said in the song that no one is free from this. Everyone has deaths.
Yeah, I know, but...
So if it's gotten through the entire population, then... quite a long time.
Oh, hey. It's the bitches. Oh, God. Well, that's what you get. She is so high right now. What do you think happened to his face? Like, did they ever say in this movie?
I think too much surgery. He just keeps wanting to replace it.
The guy is pissing his pants right now. If not for Depends. Oh, God, man. Using see-through paper is not a good idea. Like, you'd have to read, like, you'd have, like, each page, like, actually separated from each other, or else you'd be able to, just be really confusing.
Yes, it would. You know, he never ordered you to do that. He just slammed down a clipboard.
Yeah. He's like,
their cue.
He's just thinking, oh, God damn it, not again. Seriously, you
always do this.
Yeah. I would still probably go to church if all the priests wore gas masks at all times.
Why is it so dirty if they're the most powerful, wealthy family in the world?
Because everything's dirty.
Yeah. It's a dystopic future. As soon as, like, they hit the dystopia point, everyone just, like, grabs a bag of shit and throws it at the side of a building.
Lovely. Woohoo.
It's weird seeing them sing. It's weird seeing him sing. Like, everything I've seen of him, like, up to this point had just been him as a gangsta. But I guess he's, like, actually big in, like, opera or something.
Yeah, and they don't really use that to its fullest extent in this movie.
Yeah, like, I see him kind of, like, opera sing, like, twice, I think.
I forget what the gas masks are for.
Well, the graveyards would stink. They're getting pretty full.
Yeah, and it could be, like, trying to protect yourself from the weird, like, deathness. It's like, oh, I need to get a sandwich and a book out of my bag. I'll just dump everything. So is that... So that bug that happened... That happened to that bug because of Zydrate?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Well, where'd it go? I want to suffocate it to death.
Yeah, that made sense.
Yeah. It's like a literal song of what she's doing.
Pretty much.
Hey, great robber.
AKA the shit disturber.
Yeah.
One of the better songs of the movie here.
Yeah. How can the cops not find him? He's singing at them.
It's just the way he is.
So is that like the new mortgage? Can I get a subprime mortgage on my Fabia?
I'm guessing.
She really needs to shut up. Like, the cops would be just like, oh no, it's like, what the fuck's that? Like, she's not singing. She doesn't get, like, the... she doesn't get the suspension of disbelief there.
So I don't get it. What the hell happens to a person's brain that makes it glow?
Plot.
Zydrate replicates itself in a dead host.
Sure, let's go with that.
Hey, scared-looking girl.
Well,
fuck you!
Well, it's not really his job to steal graves, it's his job to rob graves. Like...
No, to steal... and rob graves.
Oh. Dumbass. You knew... Like, how long have you been coming here? You know that could happen. You could have just, like... Oh.
I'm guessing Yummy. Gasmaster because of that.
Yeah, just... the mass grave.
I don't get the idea of genetic perfection. Why?
Yeah, and organ transplants don't really give you genetic perfection.
No, they usually run out within a few years.
Yeah.
So, this is the near future. Is that the Joker's nephew?
Well, he has the face for it. I heard you the first time, dude. Why is he hiding but he's still screaming? Like, it's been stated that him screaming can be registered by people. Like, hey, got some jailbait for me. I would really like to get that mask.
I plan to at some point... do the Repo Man. Not do the Repo Man. You know, cosplay the Repo Man.
Yeah. I want to cosplay the Repo Man. That's totally not a skin cap. Ah, Anthony Stewart head. You glorious bastard. That ended abruptly.
Just shut up with your crappy singing!
Oh god, that would be creepy. He looks real creepy right there. Wait, she has the blood disease, so she lost her hair?
That or the medicine did it?
Because that's how blood works.
I don't get why she still has eyebrows. Or eyelashes.
Maybe she draws them on?
Maybe.
Yep. Now take your heroin. Wait, why have a keypad if I can use a deadbolt?
To keep with the style, dude.
Shiloh, what did I say about that singing?
She is so bitchy, oh my goodness.
Yep. Yep, she can't. I bet she can't even play that piano. Yeah, you! Get into the hard rock.
Yeah, you!
Uh-huh. You know, she's that hard rock.
She's somewhere between Nickelback and Avril Lavigne.
Yeah. She actually did a music video for, like, I think the second Spy Kids movie. She's going to be in Machete Kills. Probably going to end up having sex with Danny Trejo at some point.
Are you just a bitch?
Man, she clearly doesn't understand how diseases work. How much of disease is genetics, fate, or the choices you make? Because that's how diseases work, kids. It's either genetics, fate, or you made a really bad choice.
Well, there are some diseases that work that way.
There are some diseases that work on fate?
Yeah.
It's like... In the ancient tomes of yesteryear, you were fated to have cancer.
Someone's down at the bottom of the balcony looking up her skirt. Hell yeah!
Like, morning, Shiloh! Or evening, or whatever the fuck time of day this is. It's always fucking... It's like fucking Dark City over here. Perpetual twilight.
You was standing there the whole time? What the hell?
Yeah. That song I chose to tap it in her head. The entirety of what happened was she put the glass in the thing and then walked over to the window. That totally looks like Anthony Stewart head and not somebody else with a really big chin.
So wait a minute. She's obviously Hispanic. She is obviously Hispanic. Why is that kid not Hispanic?
Because of disease. Shut up. That's totally not damaging at all. Yeah, love this song. I pray that in the future we don't have holographic pictures. Because that'd just be really creepy.
Is that just like her corpse kept there?
I don't know. I have no idea. It looks like a mannequin. Like, we saw her grave. It's like... That was Marnie's favorite mannequin. Damn, Giles can sing.
What happens in a power outage? Do those pictures disappear?
I don't know. Maybe they're running, like, their own power supply?
They're frozen ghosts.
Yeah. It's kind of like Harry Potter. Okay. Okay, then why are you singing to her?
Blah.
This guy really had nothing else in life, did he?
Seems like it.
It's like, the only pictures he has are of his wife. I want one of those. I want a secret room hidden behind a fireplace.
We need office space.
Yes. You just go there, turn, you just like have a skull somewhere, turn that skull like 45 degrees to the left, and then just a door opens up. To reveal the guy we have tied up. Yeah, let's get an intern to play that part. He changed quite a bit there. Wait, they sell all that shit in bulk?
You can get a brain transplant.
Yeah. That's totally how brains work.
They're specifically trained on how to put those on the shelves.
Yeah. She does not know how to sign a piece of paper. It totally won't damage the brain at all. He just had those up his sleeve.
Yeah, fuck you. No one cares about you.
Yeah. What did they spray at him?
Perfume.
Is
not cologne, perfume.
I thought I got like a cat squirt bottle.
They were tangoing.
Luigi clearly doesn't know what direction up is.
Yeah.
singing, you know, lip syncing at yourself in a mirror. You're totally not a vapid bitch.
Without words.
Yeah. People really don't. These people really don't know what jeans are, do they? How'd you get the number of this watch?
He got fatter.
Damn, that bitch was a slut. Oh, wait, what is he doing up there at the front? Like, was he like best man or something? That would just be a slap in the dick.
Probably.
It's like, no, dude, I just totally go for it. You'd be best man at our wedding. I wonder what could be in that vial.
Oh, that is totally not a fake text message that I just got.
How many times do you think she like went to take off that gas mask, but then her wig fell off with it? Also, it's 2057. Wait, so where's the? They can't replace the organ with the. Can't replace the organ that has the cancer.
No, you might, it's all of them.
You might have like total skin cancer or something.
Maybe man breast cancer. So what do you want with me? No shit you do.
Why did you go? If you wanted to be let go. What the hell?
Because she didn't expect to be fucking kidnapped. Like, didn't expect, like, the bitches to throw tear gas at her.
He's, like, the ruler of the world.
Well, ruler of the city. It's not really known whether the world is this fucked up. It's just...
Oh my.
And it only costs you your organs. Oh, that's not... That's not even kind of creepy at all. Yeah, that's not, yeah. Now be sure not to tell him what happens when we get to the function. Please, yeah. I'm begging you.
And definitely don't tell him about afterwards.
Yes. Do not tell them about Herman, the special snake.
Oh my god, he is so messed up.
His demeanor has completely changed since when he had the glasses on. God, I love Anthony Stewart Head.
So that must be leather. I want to make that freaking jacket.
This is like a really dark cartoon.
Looks like you're about to tear that one apart.
Yeah. And what was that? Like, I've seen intestines.
That was just flesh. Those are the intestines.
Again, I've seen intestines. This is like a really roundabout way to get to the heart.
Notice both voices at the same time.
He's that good.
What the hell am I doing?
Yeah. Man, I have got to lay off the heroin.
It's sterile now.
Yep. Without sacrificing style with your eyes. Wait, there are other companies? ABC still exists.
Do they really have to choose his name to be Dick?
Yep. That's probably what got the elective surgery on.
Oh my god, color!
Yeah. Like, oh dear god, it's so bright and yellow! Oh god. Italian-inspired body fashion. Those masks are just filled with fucking weed.
He notably wears women's faces.
Yeah. He thinks women are prettier. Wait.
Male.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's Starbucks. Because you're talentless. He just has like seven. Is like has everyone around him with like extra shirts.
Want those contacts. Oh my god.
Yeah. She's on so much Ritalin right now. Yeah. It's like, you think she acts like that? It's like, okay, I'm blind. It's like, I want eyes that make me look like I'm constantly on drugs. Oh god, that's even creepier. Like, why do her eyes have crosshairs on them?
Cause...
Is she like Deadshot?
Yes.
Yeah. shit! She was blind.
I was wondering why they all called her Blind Mag.
Yeah. I thought it was just because she had no fashion sense. Got it. It always looks like everyone has the perfect life.
But they never do.
So she realized. Well, you signed in red ink. What do you expect? Was that prick in your finger that the pen gave you was just because it was sharp? One lady does not know how to use a microphone. She's holding it straight up. Not, you know, point it at the person to get, like, best audio quality or shit.
You're a terrible reporter.
Yeah, they're all terrible.
I love that red hat.
Yeah. Oh, there's another one. It's the height of fashion in Ginkgo City. Do you think all nurses in that universe have to wear those weird red visor things?
Yep.
Yes.
Or just the ones who work at Ginkgo?
Good question. What do you think?
I don't think Ginkgo has a lot of competition.
Yeah, in that city, but what about the rest of the world again? Like, we only see this city.
This is the only city left.
It said millions die, not billions.
Yeah, when millions died, this was already the only city left. The zombies got rid of the rest.
It's like, oh, hey, he's Batman. He's pretty much a repossessive Batman. It's like, shut the fuck up, dude, seriously. It's like, oh yeah, I'm totally a doctor.
You.
God.
Fine.
Yep. So those are like nitroglycerin pills?
Your face is a nitroglycerin pill.
Like, nitroglycerin pills are used for, like, heart and blood stuff, isn't it? Yeah.
Depends on what the issue is.
Yeah, we're never told exactly what her issue is, just, you have a blood disease. Something will happen if you don't take your medication.
Well, apparently her blood pressure will drop dangerously low, and she'll probably go into cardiac arrest.
So, coagulants?
Maybe.
Ooh, gun. It's like, I'm taking you to get laid, bitch. Oh god, that guy is so creepy. So she's off sucking dick somewhere.
That would pretty much make sense.
Wait, why was everyone booing? It's like, oh no, we don't get to see the retarded whore who's addicted to drugs. Okay, yeah, I'd see why everyone's booing then.
Lips.
Yeah. Collagen. hooked on surgery. It's like, oh god, I love having people cut me. She's a big masochist, really.
Well, they don't feel the surgery because of the Zydrate.
Hey, girl. Is there really only one building in this entire universe that has, like, that isn't, like, caked in shit?
Pretty much. And it was just opened.
Yeah.
Give it a week.
Love this song. And Paris Hilton. You know, wearing her every...
She's so uncomfortable to stand like that.
It's just her everyday... Is her everyday attire?
No, not to wear that. To stand like the way she was. The way she was walking up. Her shoulders were further back than her hips.
Yeah. If she has weird bones. She has a weird bone structure that way. You know, she was born to be a whore. Apparently he's the one with a gun. Takes you where?
To your face. To your mother's face.
I have to imagine that quick cut there was his least favorite part of filming this movie. Making it with Paris Hilton would not be pleasant.
I'm so high right now, bro.
Tastes like day-old pina coladas and dicks. Dick.
Yeah. Yes. Well, yeah, she is an opera singer. You know he's classy when he has a monocle.
That was totally Michael Jackson on the left page there. I swear to God. Well, Michael Jackson wearing a wig.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, he was still alive when this movie came out. How do you think being a submissive man bitch pays?
Depends on whose submissive man bitch you are.
Must be very uncomfortable to wear those tight pants.
Why didn't he implant a GPS into her?
They haven't invented that technology yet.
It's 2057!
Yeah, I know. You know, like, when the organ failure hit, their options weren't really, like, their priorities weren't exactly GPS. It's an educated guess that it's 2057. Like, not a hard date. Like, but her mom died 17 years ago, and the death date on her calendar, the date on her tombstone was 2040. Okay, I need secret passages in my house at someday. I need them. I need one, like, activated with a book. I need one with, like, a statue where I, like, flip the head and push a button.
So you need a bat cave.
Oh, yeah.
With fire poles.
No, no fire poles. I need it with, like, those, like, undercover brother, barbershop chairs where you just go in there and hit the button and you're just like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, dropping so far, but it's actually just, like, a 4-foot drop of the wind tunnel. Some point need to do undercover brother.
So she was pulling and heaving on the door during her bitching song, yet she's able to unlock and relock it to enter in when she's sneaking back up.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, you gotta be a dramatic bitch. I mean, you gotta be dramatic when you're bitching out. And I'm pretty sure being a bitch, like, reduces your IQ by, like, 17%. You get it? You need to kill your daughter.
Shut up, Paris Hilton.
God, she's a whore.
Why don't you... Okay, you are an actual doctor, so couldn't you do actual surgery that doesn't kill her and take her eyes?
Maybe, like, because he killed his wife or something, he refuses to do, like, life-saving surgery or anything?
Well, it's his best option for her to live.
And I guess if he, like, doesn't, then he dies or his daughter dies or something?
Well, his job is to get the eyes back, not to murder.
Well, he is called Legal Assassin.
Sounded like he yawned in the middle of that.
Yeah. Like, as soon as I saw that mask and any of the Fromoma stuff, I started just looking around everywhere I could for it. Holy shit, they can talk. Maybe he's actually just insane. You actually can't perform surgery without killing somebody.
Everyone knows his story.
Yeah.
They've been reciting and rehearsing for, like, the past 3 months for this.
Yeah. So, in order to be a nurse at Geneco, you have to have at least 3 years of classical theater training. Holy shit, there are more Repo Men. That is a pretty sick knife. Okay, never mind. You can have that guy. I want the guy with the dope ass hat. Have that motherfucker. The hat. Great hat. Damn, dude.
Good luck with that. You've basically created Batman, but deadlier.
Yeah. Oh, good lord. What is... Her hair is bigger than her head. That's even a her. That might be a he.
I wouldn't say deadlier than Batman, but more willing to kill than Batman.
Yeah. I got my piece. He's like Batman with a knife. Of course, he started with eyes.
Her hair. Hair.
Yeah. He's a
wig.
Yep. Those are pretty cool eyes. Wait, she has a hologram of Shiloh's mom programmed into her eyes to sing?
Yes.
Wait, her eyes have audio?
The world that is this single city.
Yeah. Hey, according to you, that is the world.
Yeah, the zombies got the rest.
Has her there for harmonies. Those are pretty sick eyes.
I want those freaking contacts.
Do you think our eyes are producing that music too?
Yes.
There's like an audio mixer inside our eyes.
You just plug her into a TV at parties.
Yeah.
Do you think she can connect to Skype?
So she has Audacity in her eyes. It's what she uses for mixing. She can't afford any proper software. Pushed a button. Everyone's reminding her. Everyone just, every second of every day, just, hey dude, your dead wife called. It's like, oh hey dude, your dead wife is a friend of mine. Everyone is just reminding him.
Dead wife, dead mom, dead wife, dead mom.
Yeah.
they're more than dangerous. They have a pretty high fatality rate of 99.9%. One guy managed to live for about an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, one guy got his brain repossessed, so he got his head cut off for it. But, like, the head, like, survives for a couple minutes after getting cut off.
Another guy managed to crawl for a while without a kidney. That's about it.
Yeah. Wouldn't getting your spine ripped out also, like, let your brain survive for a couple minutes?
Maybe. Possibly. See Michael Jackson.
Wait, that's Mag.
Yeah, but it looks like Michael Jackson.
God damn, bitch! So annoying!
She's emo, so she only wears the black wig. She has multiple colors.
She has a blue one. Yeah. Please don't break out the blue one.
She has more than just blue. She has natural colored hair.
Yeah. Yeah, that wig is actually made of her discarded stockings.
Ew.
And come on, she outgrows them. She outgrows her arm sleeves. She outgrows her stockings. Just breaks them down, makes them into hair. Boom. Hmm. Oh, goody. Now we get to this song. Boom, bitch! And now, all of a sudden, she's punk rock.
Where did that come from? What the fuck is happening?
Her dad's having a mental breakdown. I mean, it was bound to happen.
She has tape on for that shirt, obviously.
Yep.
Also, what if her boobs would be like, hello? Oh, and her stuffed animals are talking back there.
Yeah. Oh, shit, a crowd. They must have very bad taste in music. Wait, where'd that really fat bouncer come from? Like, I understand kind of a crowd or something, but...
Double-sided tape, man.
I got a flashlight!
Oh, why are you in this?
Who are you?
Joan Jett.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Who?
Famous rock lady.
She doesn't give a damn about her bad reputation.
Yeah.
Ah.
Static. There we go. And back.
It's just emanating from the rock concert here. That's how crappy it is.
Yeah, oh,
thank you.
Thank you, Anthony Stewart Head. You know exactly what we need. That's why you're king. Slapped her so hard she needs to take her medicine again. I slapped that bitch so hard I ruptured her organs. Bitches love ruptured organs.
Holy crap! That is an impressive wig!
Yeah, he can afford it.
Well, because it isn't actually a wig. It was just a wig for that one scene.
Yeah. Let's cover up these pimples. God, I hate acne. Whiny little bitch. Even worse than Shiloh. Thank God.
Oh.
her face just has, like, the white outline on it of a person.
That's makeup coverable.
Yeah.
Easily. Now, if her face was disfigured, that's a different story.
Yeah, good lord, man. Like, what hack of a surgeon did you go to?
She's high on Zydrate.
Left your hat, bitch. Like, yeah, I'm gonna need more surgery.
Well, it does involve being passed out and lying down the whole time, which is like sleeping.
Herself is good at.
Oh yeah. He will save your life for a price. For a second there, I thought that was a book. So she's become the new savior of humanity?
Yep.
God, he's such an asshole. Look at that fucking pen. That's not proper cool. That is a pen-ass pen.
Most pen of pens.
Yeah. It's, if you're gonna get, if you're gonna have a quill, get an actual quill. Come on, bro. So great just flipping on and off the crazy.
Yeah.
And he's really good at pouring only one pill in that thing.
He's had a lot of practice.
Yeah. Like, as soon as his daughter was born, just spent every day just practicing putting pills into water.
I meant something else, but okay. You don't want to OD your date on rupees, man.
True. But I thought rupees came in, like, not in bottles, but, like, in little, like, plastic things.
Roofies come in whatever you buy them in, and you carry them in whatever you want.
I think you have a lot of experience with roofies. Roofies, I mean, not rupees. That's an entirely different thing. Back to the movie. Yeah! That's what you get for coming after Batknife.
He's Batman's doctor.
Yeah. Batman's a very uncooperative patient. Yeah. Wait, do you want to take it out or brought to you? Do you want
either way.
Take it out in his presence, of course.
Okay.
Brought to him dead or alive.
Oh, God, look at that mustache. That is a superb mustache. God, now he's speaking in... Now he's speaking as multiple people. Like, today, we are betrayed. yeah, the Repo Man and him are actually two different people. Wait, they took the mannequin? What?
I think it's supposed to be symbolic.
Yeah, I know it's symbolic, but still, like, why take the mannequin? We take the mannequin to steal their clothing?
Yes, actually.
But they never went in the house. How did they get the mannequin? Wait, no, they did. I don't know what's happening. I'm scared. I'm confused. But he's suiting up.
Holler again. What? Oh my.
Oh. Wait, is that... That's money? What? They look like poker chips.
Maybe they are.
That's all he cares about. Just getting faces and getting fucked. You people have guns! I bet in this universe a bloodbath is an actual thing. Like I was just saying, it's actually like... Like, well, the new Gene Co. bloodbath will add 10 years on your... Like, we'll take 10 years off of your skin.
What type of blood?
It's like,
horse blood.
Like, I like bathing in a nice vat of, like, AB positive.
I don't know. I heard O negative was good for your skin.
If I'm, feeling, if I'm feeling saucy, I'll go for a straight B.
Why does Meg have a fake face as well? What?
That was Paris Hilton.
Oh.
Oh, hey, it's a Hollywood undead.
I love her.
Yeah, just...
Are they wearing diapers?
Who?
Those dancer people.
No.
They look like they're wearing diapers.
Is the composer singing?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. His anatomy was completely repressed. So...
He was skinny, but he wanted to be fat.
Okay.
Opera people.
Yeah. The classiest of events. I love that mustache. Tits.
So she pretty much came to the opera prepared for that.
Yeah.
There's someone really, really overweight, and I don't know how they got into that leather. She's wearing like a leather tube bra with a halter and leather booty shorts.
Yeah.
panties? I can't tell. There's too many rolls.
It is very, very stretchy.
Leather doesn't stretch.
Future leather does.
It got made around her.
Yeah. It's actually just her skin. She just painted herself. Yeah! Oh, lady. It's got to work that crossfader. The book gets getting wrong. You get it? It's like that song they sung like 3 times. He spent a bizarre amount of time. He must have spent a bizarre amount of time editing that message to go kill your dad.
So, do we get our Paris Hilton song? Now that she's actually looking like Paris Hilton.
Yeah. And kind of Marie Antoinette. Wow, she sucks so much. Boo!
Just like the real Paris Hilton.
Yeah!
And I wish the same results happened.
You lost your face, dumb bitch.
She's gonna have to take this with me.
You think she'd be able to afford better face adhesive?
She probably was so freaking high before the show that she didn't think, maybe I need glue.
Sorry to everyone recording for all the static. Some proper ass opera. Fusroda. If you're doing everything you can, try to remember the fire shout.
Everyone pretends to know what the fuck she's saying.
Oh my god, this song is so deep. What's it about? I have no idea.
In reality, it's just about some person who couldn't find his pants in the morning.
Yeah.
Where's my pants?
And it's just snowing cocaine on her at all times. It's not like powder snow or actual snow or anything. It's just cocaine. Her cables are gone.
So, the subtitles translate this into Spanish.
Well, it's not Spanish.
I know. They're Spanish subtitles. I'm keeping track to see that the words are actually different enough. They are.
Do you think those are CG eyelashes?
No.
They're just that huge.
They're just falsies.
Poppy just, dude, look at all this shit, man. English. Oh, goody.
Now this spare my night, my life, right? I'm totally okay now. Shit.
Perhaps you should have, like, asked the stage manager to not put pointy things on the stage. Oh, man!
Should be stripped down naked in front of all of you.
Yep. Boom. Now take off our mask and reveal the horrible truth.
God, take the repo man out of the scene and it looks like an Evanescence video.
Yeah, it really does. Now that you mention it. Oh man, you made me drop all my knives. He is different. I mean, how many dads do you know are serial killers?
I have one of those chairs in the background, the wicker one. Well, they're actually very popular.
I think we have a couple of them at home somewhere.
Good to know that they're still popular, like, over almost 50 years from now.
Yeah. Well, you tried to kill her? That seemed dangerous. Like, I'm just gonna pour a bag of knives over my feet.
Maybe you should put on your glasses, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe you won't be so angry. Glasses time! Come on!
Yeah. The Reaper Man just been waiting to take... The Reaper Man just been waiting to, like, become the dominant personality. Oh, that is awesome. That was really cool. He just, like, fuck everything. Just took their hearts for good measure. Headbutt the bitch. Wow, that face got fucked up real fast. A cheap imposter of what?
Cheap imposter. He's not a good father. He's a total dick.
Yeah. It's great the crowd is, like, getting involved in all this.
Of course they would.
Yeah. It's like, tell her, tell her, tell her. Come on, that should be insulated. God, everyone's like, oh man, it's over there, the girl's dying. They didn't even feel the need to, like, render any kind of electricity for that one. It's just touch them.
It works.
But every other time, there's always been, like, the vzzzzzzzzzzzzzzm.
This has been one fucked up day.
Yeah. Wait, how long has this been... How long is, like, the time span of all this? It's like...
A day.
Seriously?
A day.
I know the disease didn't, like, cause permanent, like, nighttime, so, like, a week could have passed in this time, and all looks the exact same.
Because at the beginning it said that the opera is tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, this all took place over one day, Jesus Christ. And she was a vlogger. It's like, well, let me tell you about my day. Well, she might not exist.
You just have another Amber.
Yeah. It's great that she... It's great that that brand of popcorn is still there. He still looks so happy.
Yes, hand the gun to the bad guy.
Yeah. And Mag's body is still just there.
I don't understand how he would use you. You would own everything that's his.
She's really not that great with a gun, is she? Like, she...
No, if someone grabs for it, you pull the trigger.
Yeah, and, you know, don't keep both your fingers on the trigger. It's like, oh, that shot's pretty good. She doesn't have a face.
Who was his wife?
I don't know. It's never explained.
Maybe they're just genetic children. They're just created.
Yeah. He got raped by his bodyguard chicks.
He made them out of the, like, replacement organs he has. That's why they're all so cut up.
It explains how you got freaking Augur as a son.
Yeah. And everyone is still... No one's doing anything.
That's to be expected.
That's
maximum,
how people act.
Yeah, the maximum they would do would be to run away.
But they're not running away. They're sitting there watching it all.
I said the maximum they would do.
You want to think, hey, you know, get a doctor or an ambulance or something.
Why? That takes effort. And someone else will do it. Uh-huh. You can be quiet now.
Yeah. Right, I heard you the first, I've heard you the first two times. Come on, just... Why couldn't she die? Kathy Zornhead should get to live. He should have gotten to live in Merlin. He should have gotten to live here. He should have gotten to live in Buffy, too.
Aw, spoilers, dude.
It's season 9, it's the comic.
Okay.
He lives through the season. He lives through the TV series.
Okay, can you just die now, please?
God, he took two bullets to the heart.
To the chest. That's not necessarily the heart.
It was close enough. But still, two bullets in the chest. Should die a lot sooner.
And, yep, there we go. Voodoo. Achievement.
All right, movie's over. I'm going. See ya.
It's over once Anthony Stewart Head is gone.
Exactly.
They probably think this is all part of the show.
You think the gun's still on stage? They should be able to like put it up as they start shooting people. It's like, why the fuck did none of you help me? Boom, boom, boom.
Just runs through the crowd, massacring people.
Well, you could call them accomplices.
Yeah.
Because the least you're supposed to do is phone the police.
Yeah.
If you ignore it and don't do anything, you're considered an accomplice.
And what would it be, an accomplice or an accessory?
Accessory, maybe?
Probably an accessory.
Yeah, I think...
Accessory to murder.
Yeah. Accomplice means you actually, like, willingly helped.
Well, they didn't try to prevent it, and they were encouraging to kill.
It still just makes them accessories.
Yeah.
Accomplice, you have to have been part of the planning process.
Yeah.
They were invited.
They didn't know anything about any of this. They're accessories.
Yeah, it's not like... Yeah, it's not like you got, like on the table, just like, go to the genetic opera. You can help me kill a bitch.
This is still part of the show, right?
Well, I mean, the spotlight guy's following her. I mean, like, there is all the lighting and everything that's happening.
Are the cameras still rolling? Can I show my tits again?
Yeah. She comes up like, oh, I feel so sorry for you. Rips over her jacket and puts her head right between her tits. And Shiloh was never seen nor heard from again. Thank God.
She doesn't actually own Jinko, so I don't know why the driver is opening the door for her.
Yeah.
Probably going to go into
frame ending
quietly.
There's the Grey Robber. They couldn't tell? So he's the new head of GeneCo?
Secretly, yes.
He's actually been the one behind everything. Like, he was the one who introduced Marnie to Roddy, then introduced Marnie to Nathan.
Well, I believe there's a during the credits thing that shows that Amber takes over. Oh, there we go. Of course.
she gives away her face to charity.
Auctions it for charity. Of course, I think you're right. I think Grave Robber is really just manipulating her.
Murders the top three bidders. I'm so sorry. Of course he got the fucking face.
Yeah, Grave Robber's probably just running things from the background. Amber's just a puppet.
Yeah. Like, he's the reason she got the idea to take charge.
And where the Zydrate idea came from.
Yeah. He's actually the one who started the plague. It all comes full circle back to the Grave Robber.
Exactly. Try and guess that guy's age. You can't.
Yeah.
He's immortal.
He's actually just a Joker.
Yeah, he calmed down after a couple decades.
Yeah.
Started feeling old.
Yeah, he spent a couple years as Oberon's sexton.
I don't want to know what that is. Thank you.
He's a mystery novel writer from the DC universe.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be something horrible.
No. He's a mystery writer from the DC universe. At least I think that's
shocking.
I know his last name's Sexton. I'm pretty sure his first name's Oberon. Might be Obadiah.
That's... Oh, my gosh. Who names their kid that? Please tell me that's his
Toronto
name.
Casting.
Yeah. Well, for all... Well, like... Executive producer, Yoshiki. Yoshiki what? Just Yoshiki.
There's a lot of one-name people.
Yeah, like Ogre. Oh, Ginkgo's spokesperson, his first name is a letter.
By the way, I do have Ogre's first solo album. It is pretty impressive.
Isn't it Ogre?
No, it's Ogre, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Ogre is spelled differently, though.
Yeah.
It's spelled like
Ogre. DJ Granny, Hazel Gorin.
Yeah. DJ Granny's next album. I would actually go out and get a DJ Granny album.
So would I.
It's like she remixes the fucking album. She remixes something with the fucking album from Mars Attacks. Best Boy Electrician.
Best Boy Grip.
Dolly Grip. Engine scripts.
Grip.
Yes. They had carpenters?
To make all those stages and
laborers. Yeah. Like, what do these guys do? They labor.
Just in case you have one of those women on stage.
We picked them up at the Home Depot.
Honey wagon. What the hell?
Yes. You don't want to know what she does. Oh, God.
I'm hoping it's just a wagon full of honey.
Okay, so do you guys want to cut here?
Yeah.
Okay. So that was Repo's Genetic Opera. Sorry again for all the static that happened.
Yeah, my battery on my mic is dying, so that can cause that sometimes. I need to remember to have spares.
Yeah. So let's go do it for this week of Musical Month. So, as always, on Sunday we have the Anything Cast live at allgames.com, so 5 p.m. Eastern. Then we have comics on Wednesday and movies on Friday, and we should be rejoined by Steven. This week he was kind of busy with shit. I mean, last time he was kind of busy with shit, so that next week he should be all good. And then, be sure to join us again on next Friday. We'll be watching Labyrinth. So yeah. Until all that, though, I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Bovin1.
And I'm Ninja Kitty.
We'll see you guys next time.